and happy about it, say amen. Appreciate the Lord tonight, don't you? We need his help. Without him, we're nothing. This is the second night. We were here last night. We got to meet one another, so let's go ahead and get in with each other. You worship with me as I sing this song. So many directions, all the roads look the same. You gave me instructions, I disregarded in shame. But sudden destruction shall soon come my way. And I'll have to say, I got my own self to blame. Oh, he never left me. Though I turned my back on him, I was living in this world of sin, trying to run away again. Oh, but he never left me. Hallelujah. Though I chose to walk away, even when I wouldn't pray, he never left me. Are you glad of that tonight? Oh, he never left me. Hallelujah. So I turned my back on him. I was living in this world of sin, trying to run away again. Oh, he never left me. Though I chose to walk away, even when I wouldn't pray, still he never left me. I chose the wrong road, 'cause it looked good to me. I walk blindly onward. I was blind and I could not see that I was lost and I was dying. Oh, but now I am trying. I simply reached up to Jesus. Thank God he reached down to me. Oh, he never left me. Oh, hallelujah. Let's worship him tonight. Though I turned my back on him, I was living in this world of sin, trying to run away again. Oh, but he never left me. Thank you, Jesus. Though I chose to walk away, and even when I wouldn't pray, he never left me. Oh, I chose that wrong road, 'cause it looked so good to me. I walked blindly onward. I was blind and I could not see. But I was lost and I was dying. Oh, but now I am trying. I simply reached up to Jesus. You know he reached down to me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he never left me. So I turned my back on him. I was living in this world of sin, trying to run away again. Still, he never left me. So I chose to walk away, even when I wouldn't pray. Still, he never left me. He never left me. So I chose to walk away, and even when I wouldn't pray, he never left me.
Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands and worship. Hallelujah. Can we raise our hands and really thank him? If he had left us, what kind of shape we would have been in. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. One scripture says, be not silent unto me, lest I become like those that go down into the pit. Amen. I'm so glad he never left me. The times in my life he dealt with me, I didn't know it was him, but something was nudging me in the right direction. But I kept turning in the other way, the other direction. I'm so glad he didn't give up, aren't you? Sometimes we, as preachers, when we settle ourselves and we come to God, then later on in our ministry, we preach and say, I don't see how they just keep going. Remember, if we'll remember, there was times in our lives, amen, that if we, God had to let us go on in our stubborn ways, we wouldn't be here tonight. But in his love and gracious mercy, he kept pulling us around, turning us around, trying to get us going the right direction. Make the right decision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad he didn't leave me. Amen. Hallelujah. You can take my family. You can take even everything. But I'm so glad he didn't leave. Amen. If he had left, all would have been lost, wouldn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. I listened to Brother Benny preach on the radio, on the tape the other day. Even he got to preaching, amen, about the Lord dealing with him. Amen. He said, I'm so glad I still can feel him even today, tugging at my heart, even right now. Oh, God, don't ever quit dealing with me. Don't ever quit talking to me. Hallelujah. I tell you, amen, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to die lost. I don't want to go to hell. Amen. But to me, the worst fear than that, or greater fear than that, is for God to quit talking to me or quit dealing with me. Oh, the even agony and the destruction and the despondency that would come into my life if God quit talking to me. You're going to help me tonight, aren't you? Amen. I feel like preaching to you just a little while. Amen. Book of Proverbs tonight. Amen. The book of Proverbs, chapter number 8. to see all these good people here. Some of them just get to know Renee Dover and his family. Just met them a few times in the barn last year and he preached on fire. Still remember. Such a good message he preached. He went on clouds, and then a few while back I was in my room and made me some tape. It just so happened here's his image. I listened to him again. I hear part of it at him preaching Brother Benny's. I'm so glad they with us tonight. All you other good people, the cheer, amen. You that don't, I don't know, maybe we'll get to know before this meeting is over, amen, tonight. Book of Proverbs, excuse me, chapter number 9. Not chapter 8, chapter number 9. Verse 14, amen. You pray for us that the Lord would help us. I feel a burden on my heart. Somebody in this meeting tonight. The Lord will help me preach to you just for a little while. Proverbs chapter number 9, verse number 14. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city. For she sitteth at a door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city, call passengers who go right on their way, who go right on their way, their own way, not God's ways, their own ways. They go right on their way. There's a lot of people tonight that are on a way, but they're on their own way. Not God's way. Hallelujah. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet. Bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. She calleth passengers by that go right on their way. They come into her house not knowing that the dead are there, and that all that come into her house are guests to the depths of hell. You're going to help me tonight, aren't you? Even Proverbs 7 talks about this woman also and says, with her much fair speech. Amen. Solomon said, I watched out my window as a simple one, one of the young men, one of the young person. Amen. Walked down the street and she's sitting at the corner, or standing in the corner. And I watched as this young man walked on his way, as she with her much fair speech, verse 21, caused him to yield. And with flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hastened to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Knoweth not that it is for his life. Solomon said, he don't know where he's at. He don't know what's taking place. He don't know what's going to happen to him. Even with her much fair speech, he has caused him to yield to her. Amen. And Solomon said again, he does not know that the dead are there and that he is a guest to the depths of hell. That his very next step could be in to plunge into eternity without God, to be lost forever and ever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Stretch your hand this way. Ask God to touch me tonight in this service. Oh, God. Oh, amen. Church said amen. Hallelujah. Solomon said he don't know what's going on. He is blind to the fact that he is somewhere. He does not know the danger of where he's at. Amen. And oftentimes, amen, in our lives, amen, especially when we were lost, amen, the places, amen, that if we had it only, God could have opened our eyes and showed us, amen, the very danger that we were in. But His mercy and His grace withheld the hand of the enemy and kept back judgment, amen, and gave us the mercy of God. There's a friend of mine, amen, singing. They sing around sometimes. Amen, it's a 30-something-year-old woman and her niece. They sing in some meetings where I were at down in Florida. She began to testify one night in her singing. And she made this statement. She said down there in, even the springs, they call it some kind of springs in Florida. She said that everybody from all over come to them springs. Amen. To go scuba diving. Amen. To go down and look at the beauties of the caverns and the beauties of the caves. And she said every time you read in the newspaper or in magazines or on the billboard, they've got it a beautiful garden. They've got, amen, and they show it underwater in pictures of beautiful caves. And said everybody comes from miles, scuba divers do, amen, to amen, enter into the caves and look at it. She said, but living there is a different story. She said, living there, you see the horror of the springs. You see, amen, the danger of the springs. She said, for during the summertime, it's nothing to pick up a newspaper and read. Another one dies at the springs. Another one drowns at the springs. Amen. She said that they began to read an article, amen, on the springs one time and said, what happens to these scuba divers, amen, that never make it back up? It's they go down and they look at the caves, but there's a certain point in their journey that there's a big old sign that they've got chained down there, amen, that says, danger. Do not go beyond this point. Amen. They may look beautiful. Amen. But you'll become lost in the caves and never find your way out. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, help me just a while. Amen. You see, the devil is not happy until he gets you, amen, lost without no hope. Oh, God. Amen. I got to preaching the other night on the prodigal son, how he left the father's house and he went to the far country. And the Bible said when he came to himself, amen, he returned to his father's house. But I'm afraid tonight, I'm afraid today that the devil realizes, amen, that people come to themselves, amen, so he keeps us so busy and keeps us so wrapped up in our pleasure that we never realize the danger that we're in. My God, help me. I asked my best friend, amen, Brother Alvin, had just backslid this year, amen, the last part of this year. I asked him, I said, son, I said, tell me, amen, as known as you was in your life at times, amen, when the Lord used you and God anointed you and you preached and you sung and people got saved. I said, how in the world can you live with yourself? How in the world do you live every day? I said, does it ever bother you? He said, well, Greg, I'll tell you like this. I keep my life so busy and I keep my night time so busy that I don't have time to dwell on it. I don't have time. time to talk about it. Amen. He shuns the preachers. He'll run from them in Walmart just not to get it, because he's trying to keep himself occupied. Oh, the danger. Amen. The devil will get us so occupied. Amen. In our sin. In the pleasure. Amen. Oh, God, help me. Amen. That we never realize that in just a moment's time, everything can come to an end. Amen. And we can fall out into eternity, lost without God. I preached you a while back. Amen. Oh, will they ever come back? Amen. I preach and young folks pray. Amen. They'll pray, but they don't get settled. They don't get all the way in. Amen. The far country don't seem to want to turn loose. I preached the other week, 5 weeks in Indiana, at a Brother Benny's camp meeting. The Lord helped us. And I told you last night of a boy named James. But his friend that come to the church all the time, that knows holiness, that knows the power of God. Amen. He prayed. And he prayed. And he got an experience, seemed like, with God. But the far country has such a hold on his life that it doesn't seem like he can ever get turned loose. And I ask you tonight, if you're away from the Father and you're away from the grace of God, will you ever make it back? Will you ever let go, amen, of sin? Will you ever get back to the Father's house? Amen. Oh, help me. You don't know where you're at tonight, young man. You don't know where you're at tonight, young lady. You could be one step away from sealing your destruction. Amen. Of sealing the judgment of God in your life. Amen. 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 Spiritual darkness. Deuteronomy 28:29, and thou shalt grope. That's what Solomon's saying. He is saying, that young boy, that simple young man, even was blind. He did not know the danger he was in. He did not know. Amen. This woman. Amen. Solomon went really as far as talking about woman. It was a symbolizing. Amen. Of anything in your life that will pull you away from God. Or anything that will pull you away from the altar. Amen. That's what Solomon was talking about. But he said they shall grope at noonday. Right in the middle of the. Amen. The lightest. Right in the middle of the brightest time of the day. They'll be staggering around as the blind gropeth in the darkness. Thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. Thou shalt only be oppressed and spoiled evermore. And no man shall save thee. Psalm 35:6. Stay with me just a little while, preachers, pray. Let their way be dark and slippery. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. They know not. They know not. They know not. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Amen. Amen. I preach, you know, you preach to the lost. Amen. I've had them look at me and say, you've got no business, amen, preaching to me about my life. You've got no business telling me when I'm going to die. You don't know when I'm going to die. You can't tell me when it's my last time. Preacher, I've heard preachers time and time again. Tell me. You don't know, preacher. Amen. Brother Savage don't know, preacher. Well, I will ask you the question. Do you know? I know I don't know. But do you really know? Oh, God. For you see, amen, we are all in darkness to our dying day. Amen. We don't know when death is coming. Right in the middle of the Holy Ghost move. Even this time last year, even the death angel slipped in among us. We were shouting, worshiping. Look back and a man laid out on the bench, been dead for 5 minutes. He Amen. Oh, God, help me, Lord. Amen. It slipped in. He didn't know that day he was going to slip out almost into eternity. He was staggering in the darkness. Amen. I want to preach just a little while. Amen. On the vestibule. Staggering in the vestibule of eternity. Staggering in the vestibule of eternity. Vestibule is the room before you enter into the main house. Amen. Right out there, vestibule. Amen. The house. Amen. Right, or the part before you get inside the church. Or the part you get into. Amen. Right before you go into the main part of a place. Amen. I want to preach a while on staggering in the vestibule of eternity. Not knowing. Amen. What are you stumbling at? Just staggering around. Not knowing how close you are. Amen. I don't care how smart you think you are. You don't know where you're at tonight. Amen. You don't know how close you are to your dying day. You don't know how close it is until you slip into eternity. Amen. The psalmist David said, amen, their way is slippery. It's dark. Amen. They don't know what they're stumbling at. They just staggering around, wandering about. Oh, God, help me just a little while. Amen. And the devil's got you wrapped around his little finger, and he's playing you like a little game and like a little puppet, and you just keep going and keep going. Amen. But you don't know that you're staggering around in the vestibule of eternity, and one wrong move, you could slip out lost without God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I want to tell you something. Don't take me wrong while I'm saying, preacher. Thank you for the offering tonight. Let's have it. I ain't coming for no money. I ain't coming to get another meeting with you. Amen. Come on now. I'm not bragging at you. I'm showing you something. Amen. I probably have 7 weeks since this time last year. Amen, that I've been able to rest. Amen, that's counting Thanksgiving and 2 weeks for Christmas last year. I'm not here just to preach another meeting. Amen. Come on now, help me. Amen. And I'm to be honest with you. I thank you for the offering tonight. Amen. But amen, I sent some money home. Amen. My bills are being taken care of this month already. Amen. So I'm not here for the money. I'm here for one reason, and that's to have church. And that's to have revival. And that's to see some boy or some girl even get an experience with God that'll last them from now. Oh, God. Oh, Brother Double, it's been a tough year. Amen. Amen. Seems like every time I have got to go home the rest of the week, the phone's rung every time and said, so-and-so, Brother Greg, has died. Can you come? Yes. Amen. Everybody seems like a dying, a dropping around us. Oh, God, help me just a while. Amen. It's made me think about death every day. I think, oh, God, is this it? Is this my even look? At a woman the other night. She was playing the piano for me. I said, sis, if I die, I said, tell my mama I died shouting. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, young man, young girl, you play with God, and you play with God, and you pick him up when you need him, and you lay him down when you don't need him. But I'm telling you tonight, amen, the devil's a fool in you. He's a lying to you. He's a making you think you got plenty of time. He's a making you think every things fine, but you're about to slip out. You're staggering and don't know just how close. You better not move too quick. You better not make a vast decision tonight for one wrong move. Even one wrong slip can send you out into eternity. I was praying about November last year. I said, God, what is grace? What is the meaning of grace? show me what grace is. I know what the Bible says. I know it's God's unmerited favor. The Lord teaches to me. Show me. Amen. The Lord began to deal with me one night. Amen. This is what I saw. Amen. That night. Amen. Though I was walking in darkness. And I was holding on to things. I thought I was. Had my feet firm. Amen. I was 14. The Lord was showing me before I got saved, you know. I was hanging on to my football career. That's what I wanted. That's what I lived for. And so I thought I was hanging on to that. I was hanging on to my schooling. Amen. But when the Lord shined the light on me, Brother Savage, that night. Amen. In August the 30th, 1989. He showed me when he showed the light on me. Amen. I wasn't holding on. All them things I thought I was holding on disappeared. And it disintegrated like thin air. And all I was doing was dangling, Brother. Seven just dangling. And I thought, Lord, where am I at? And I looked down. Even in hell was beneath me. Amen. And I was out in the middle of it. I couldn't get back to the platform of the cliff, so to speak. I was just dangling out there. And I thought, God, what's holding me? What's keeping me from falling? And I looked up, and the fingertips had a hold of my collar. And the Lord spoke to me and said, that's what my grace is. That's what my grace is. You had gone beyond. You had gone beyond. Amen. But yet my mercy held you out. Yet my mercy kept you. My grace held you. Amen. And all the love of God that held us when we didn't deserve it. Amen. We were just dangling. Amen. But then I got to thinking, one move, I could have slipped down. One move. If you quit, you keep on a fighting God. If you keep on a running from God, you'll allow us to slip out of the hand of grace, out of the hand of mercy. You better not move. Amen. Too quick. Come on, saints of God, pray for me. You think I told you last night, sometimes I'm a little spooked. Brother Savage, I get more scared right now than I ever have in my life. When I get to preaching like this, come on. I used to tell other preachers stories because I didn't have none of my own. Amen. But now I can tell my own when they walked out, even later, to die lost and go to hell. I was preaching to Brother Benny Southern. Amen. We was in the second week, I believe. We was a preaching, Lord, with heaven. I got a preacher to the lost that night. And I walked back to the back. Conviction fell in that house as strong. Amen. We was, they were weeping and crying. People were getting saved. I walked back to this man sitting on the back row. And I said, sir, why don't you pray tonight? I was crying. And even I looked at him. He was a stone face. Even not, he had a dry, no tears. He looked at me so boldly. Brother J.R. Alexander was behind him. He heard what he said. He looked at me and said, preacher, it ain't there. It ain't there. Amen. I didn't know him, but he was a backslider. One time, a youth pastor. He said, it ain't there, preacher. It ain't there. I said, but brother, amen, God's moving in this place. Let us at least go down there and pray and beg God for mercy. I said, if I was you and I couldn't feel it, I'd beat that altar till I could feel it. I'd stay there and I could feel conviction. He said, I've done been there and I've done that. He said, matter of fact, preacher, said, you're a good preacher and the Lord's ahead. You. He said, I want to tell you, one day you're going to tell my story, how I walked out, even and died and went to hell, because God no longer is a pulling at my heart. Oh, young folks, young lady, young man, you think everything's going fine, but you're wrestling against the very hand that's trying to lift you up. You're pushing away the very hand that's trying to raise you up out of the pit of sin and give you some hope in this life. Oh, God, help me just a while. Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't slap that hand away. That hand's your only hope. That hand's your only life. Amen. That hand is the only grace you'll find. Oh God. They grope, know not what they stumble. I was preaching youth camp June. I was preaching, and I remember a good crowd there, about 500 there that night. This young girl sitting in the back row laughed and smiled at me while I preached. I'd go back preaching to her. She'd just grin like if to say, "You can't touch me, preacher. You can't touch me, preacher." I said, "You better watch it, because you don't laugh at God and get by with it." And I walked on that platform. As the water caught that platform, preacher, I felt the Spirit speak to me and say, "Quit. Stop, preacher." I stopped dead in my tracks and turned around and I said, "I give this service to you, for the Holy Ghost said, quit. We ain't going to pray now. Leave them alone." My first time, I don't know nobody. At all. Just people I've met over there. Amen. The last few months. Amen. Amen. Maybe a year or two. Amen. But I come here with a burden on my heart tonight. Tell somebody in this place. Amen. Mama, if I was you, I'd be a praying. Daddy, if I was you, I'd be a praying. Amen. Oh, God, give us a church that's got a burden in this house. That we could weep and sob and cry. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Amen. You don't know how close you are. Amen. You think everything's fine. Everything's going right in your life. Amen. Nothing's happening. Amen. Preacher, I'm having a good time right this minute. Amen. I know of a family last week in revival. Amen. Every one of them in the last 5 to 6 months have come within an inch of death, but they still won't move. They still won't pray. They still won't come to God. Oh, God, help me here just a little while. Come on here, Lord. Help me, Lord. Amen. Let me have your attention just for a little while longer. Amen. What's it going to take before God can get your attention? What's it going to take before God, amen, can stop you? Amen. One scripture said, amen, Lord, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. Seek thy servant. Find me, Lord. Find me. I don't know where I'm at, but find me. Oh, if I was you tonight, I'd run to this altar and say, "Oh God, seek me. Seek me. Seek me till you find me. Just don't let me die lost." Oh God, oh God, oh God. Brother and sister, we are nearing the close of this age. We're nearing the close of this time. I used to say, "I wish I could have preached in Brush Harbor days." But I count it an honor to preach in the last days. I count it an honor to stand here tonight and telling you that we're about to close this century. We're about to close it out. Young man, young boy, one girl, maybe, you better know what you're doing tonight. Even you're staggering around. Even the reason why you're here tonight is because the love of God is a reaching out, and the mercy of God is a pulling me. It's a pulling me. It's a pulling me. It's a pulling me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't preach this like Brother Savage. And I want to tell you tonight, amen, you need to pray in this place. You need to pray tonight. Amen. Amen. For 5 nights. Amen. The Holy Ghost woke me up in the middle of the night for 5 nights. Every morning I woke up, it was on me. It was on my heart. Amen. Pound and pound and pound. Pound and pound and pound. Pound. I got up and preached. Amen. On one more time. I kept it on my heart for 5 days one more time. God said, tell them I'm going to deal with them one more time. And I got up and preached that night one more time. Amen. And one of the main ones the Lord had laid on my heart. Amen. A 60-something-year-old man who hadn't moved in years. Amen. Got up and walked out. Oh, one more time. One more time. Oh, tonight, if I was lost and I couldn't feel conviction and I couldn't feel the Spirit of God drawing me, I'd hit this altar and say, please, just one more time. Deal with me just one more time. Don't let me go down in this pit. Don't let me slip out into eternity. Raise your hands and ask God to touch you. It's a shame. The devil loves to get those who's been raised, who's got a praying mama, praying daddy, get them wrapped up, tied up, tangled all up. And I want to tell you, young folks, amen, even you younger ones, amen. The last 2 years, we buried also 11-year-old. 11-year-old, who's 11-year-old? Somebody 11? Come on, buddy. Amen, stand up, 11 years old. Amen, not him, not a child. Amen, but on Monday night, he said, Daddy, I'm going to die. Daddy, I'm going to die. Please pray for me, Daddy. Daddy, I'm going to die. And his daddy said, Daddy's baby's not going to die. Daddy's baby's only 11. You're going to live to be a grown man. No, Daddy. Daddy, I'm going to die. He said, pray with me, Daddy. I want to know Jesus is in my heart. I want to make sure Jesus is in my heart. Amen. And on that altar or there in the bedroom, he prayed through the salvation. 11 years old. Tuesday night, the same thing when he put him to bed. Wednesday night, he's jumping on the bed, cutting up, fell and hit his head. Blood began to trickle down his daddy. He ran in there, Daddy, I'm dying. Daddy, this is it. I'm dying, Daddy, I'm dying. His daddy wiped the blood and said, no, Daddy's baby's not going to die. Even you, good Lord, you're not going to die. He said, pray with me, Daddy. Make sure, Daddy. Make sure. And he prayed with him again. You can be seated. And the next day, coming home from Christian school, amen, head on, him and his brother are driving head on with another vehicle, and he laid in the floorboard. Even the last thing they saw him do was rub his cheek as he went out into eternity. 11 years old. Oh, God, help me just a while here tonight. Amen, please. I don't know where you're from or where all you've come from tonight, but I do know one thing. It don't matter a hill of beans or the difference who you call your church. Amen, all that matters is you washed in the blood? Are you washed? Are you living by this Bible? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The young lady last night, amen, picking at me, cutting up with me tonight about my suspenders. Amen. She said, Brother Greg, last night, she said, amen, we don't believe kind of like y'all do, amen, about the emotion. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, you may not believe like we do, but you've got to be saved. You've got to be washed in the blood. You've got to know your names in the Lamb Book of Life. When we get to heaven, God's not going to ask us, were you Pentecostal? God's not going to ask us, were you Methodist? Were you Catholic? Were you Methodist or Baptist? God's going to say, look in the Book of Life and say, I find your name not written down here. Be thou departed from me, you worker of iniquity. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Amen. Amen. I watched the Brother Savage. Those that thought they could go out for just a little while, but they never made it home. They never made it back. Young girl in our church. about a year younger than me. We had thought we were boyfriend and girlfriend. You know, puppy love. Broke up 20-something times. Got back together. You know, shouted on the platform. Sung in the choir. Played in the altar. I just cried. Oh, God, strong hurt. Lord really got a hold of my life. I had to get a change and go the right way. She kept all the few years she stayed in church. She's 15 years old. Decided this ain't for me. I can have too much fun in this world. Are you praying, thanks? And then I can have too much fun in this world. So she began to go the other way. And one beauty patch. Looked like everything was fine in Renee's life. Everything was going fine. I've been riding horses in the back. Me and my best friend and another young person. But over, I stopped in her step in front of her house. Put on my breath. Down there and left and went home. Monday, I didn't have time. Tuesday, I was getting ready for church. Didn't have time that day. There was no sense me having time. And then one of the boys from the church, he's Baxter also, called and ran on the other line. He was just a squalling and a screaming. Brother Greg, and I said, What is it, Derek? Derek said, Renee, she's dead, and he is falling. And I fell on my knees and cried, no, God, no, amen. And oh, amen, as I walk down that long, long line to see her. Amen. In the car with five girls, all of them under age of driving, not able to drive, coming back from a swimming hole, her going from the front to the back. Nobody else in the car but her. Only one other girl got 5 stitches, but it messed her up so bad they couldn't even open her. Amen. Messed up her body, her head. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, help me. Amen. Walked up to that long line. Amen, of weeping and sobbing and crying. Amen, and looked at the beautiful pictures everywhere. Amen, hugged her mama and her sister. Amen, they cried, and we cried together. Patted her casket, said, oh, Renee. Amen, I wish I could, amen, take it back. Amen, and every time I get to preach her like this, amen, it reminds me, amen, you better do all you can while you can this night, for you may never get another chance, boy. Oh, help me. Pray for me, preachers, pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're in this building tonight. You say, Brother Greg, you're picking on me. No, sir, brother. God laid this on my heart to preach to you tonight. Staggering in the vestibule of eternity. Renee could talk to us tonight. She'd say, young girl, run to that altar. One night in sin, the pleasure of sin, it's not worth it. Run, run. Your preacher ain't too hard. Run, pray. Amen. The standard ain't too hard. You can live right. You can be right. Pray. Oh. Man, pray off conviction. God that won't know heart. Not just a few words. He's wanting your heart. He's wanting you to give up to Him. I'm trying to close. Preaching in South Georgia. Preached that night on a place where God Himself can't even get to. Place where God Himself can't even get you. rich man cried in hell and lifted up his eyes, being in torment. The father, Abraham, he said, I can't get to you, son. But there's a great gulf. I'm going to tell you, Sister Savage and Brother Savage, make him pray you out of it tonight. But when you're in hell, God himself can't even get you. Mama may be able to pray you out tonight. There's a place you can get into that God himself can't even get you out. Preaching that night, and we're going to tell a story of I spent the summer sometime, 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks with my grandma in North Georgia. Jason, some one of my best buddies when I was there. First grandchild, like I was graduating senior year. Closed out his junior year, going into his senior year in that summer. In June, he went to his mama, kissed her goodbye. To see you in a little while, mama. Him and his 7 other friends went down the light water rafting on inner tubes. And they got down the river, laughing, cutting up, having a good time. Sudden one of them sucked cold. Grabbed a hold of him and sucked him up. He come up screaming, help me! Help me, man, help me! And they were trying to get to the bank as fast as they could. Remember, they were just there. Said he reached out back at his mama. Said his best friend hold him. Said he reached out. Jason was screaming, help me, help me, help me. And his best friend said, the tip end of his finger grabbed his, but then the suck hole sucked him back down. They found him 3 days. Face burst. Tonight, that's where you're at. Tip in. Amen. Tip into my fingers. Amen. That's what we're trying to do tonight. You're in the tip end of our fingers. And we're trying our best to grab a hold of your arm and pull you out of the raging waters of sin, out of the raging waters, oh, of a lie the devils are telling you. I was preaching that night. And I went back to a red-headed boy. And I said, buddy, don't you want to pray? And I don't go to people unless God deals with me. I said, don't you want to pray tonight? You know what I mean? He said, preacher, no. And he's a squall and he's a crying. He said, no, not tonight. I said, I'll come back. Never been to church in his life. Even just that night, I said, son, please pray. God said, dealing with you. He said, I feel something, but not tonight, preacher. And he just cried and he cried. Amen. And I turned around to go back to the pulpit. And the Spirit of God touched my heart and said, ask him again. And I asked him again and he still didn't pray. Even to find out, not even a year later, he died, amen, upside down in a torn up truck in a ditch, amen, from alcohol, amen, accident, died and went out into eternity without God. Oh, help me, help me. Amen. I want to tell you something. Now, don't fall out with me, people. Amen. But I don't put my confidence in deathbed repentance. I don't put my confidence in deathbed repentance. Because if the Spirit of God don't deal with you, amen, you can't pray. Amen. How long does it take you to die? Just one wrong slip. Amen. Just one wrong look in a car meets you head on. Amen. Can you pray that quick? Amen. But the Spirit don't deal with you. Amen. You can scream Jesus, but nothing will happen. I'm finished. It's complaining. Death is an unseen gate with a sign. It's one preacher preached.
There ain't no gate there. Saying this is it. It's over. You'll never pray again. There's no man there saying, turn! Turn! Holy Ghost, don't scream. Holy Ghost, don't slap you and make you turn around. He just simply walks up to you and says, please, come to God. Softly, tenderly. Last summer, I preached Church of God Youth Camp in Florida. They're trying to hold on to holiness, and they're trying to get holiness preachers in. I was preaching this camp. I preached one night on hell. There's probably 600, 500, 600 people there. Packed out house. Now, I was using an illustration. You don't fall out with me, old man. I had the grim, this black cape on this person. They walked out and had all the lights out except platform lights. This dressed up black thing, Grim Reaper, Death, was going to come out with five letters from hell. People in that congregation read them. Much conviction fell in that place that night, Brother Doble. I had old-time Church of God preachers walk up to me that's been in this thing for 60-something years, they said. He said, Brother Greg, I've never in my life saw conviction like I have this night. When the altar call was given to us, they were like a stampede of horses. They like to run over one another to God. There's one preacher down there that's a good friend of mine. I go by preaching for him a lot. I'm close to his young folks. Becky jumped up and ran to that altar like everybody else did. Bared her face, wept and cried. And that message that night, I was preaching and I got scared like I was telling you about. And one of the preachers to come hold my hand and walk with me while I preached. I led that congregation. I said, there's one of you here tonight. You will not be here next year. You hear me? Do you hear me? You will not be here. Becky wept and cried and prayed. Even shouted the next night. In August, September, she met a young man. Wouldn't say she backs him. March of this year, I was preaching at their home. You want me? Just so happened that night. I've never been sick, so sick I couldn't preach. I didn't get to go to church that night until 8:30. I was so sick, and they had to come pray for me. And I walked in, and Becky was sitting there. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Becky's here. I got to, we can maybe reach her. She sat back, smelled smoke on her. I didn't get to preach that night. They were done singing, the Spirit of the Lord was moving. And I got up and said, won't you come pray? And people began to come pray. And Becky come down, and the girls knew on this side, and the boys on that side of the church. Becky come down and knelt right there. Cried a few tears and got up and walked back to her room. Was no strong pull that night. I mean, it was nothing strong. It was just a calm, good spirit. Like spirit the night and last night. And I shook her hand. I said, hey, Becky, how you doing? Good. We was all going out to eat, me and the preacher and them. And I said, you want to go with us? And she said, sure. And they all went out to eat with us. We laughed and cut up and had a good time. That was her second night. She only went to church one more time. Heard her pastor preach and laughed the same way. Nothing big, just calm. And that's what scares me. I'm more scared now, Brother Doble, than ever before about calm services.
because there was nothing there that night telling me, you better grab her, she's fixing to go. I thought 1,000 times and I prayed, God, you had to let me know that night I'd preach more. I'd have prayed more that day. I'd have tried better. She called her daddy July and said, Daddy, I'll see you tomorrow night at church, Tuesday night. Wednesday morning she got up so happy, so jolly, having a good time. Everything's going fine in my life. Youth camp is in a month and I'm going back. I'm going to get my life straightened out. She done told him I can get my life straightened out. I'm going to fix things with me and God. I'll be able to find my way back to God, youth camp. July the 2nd. Happy. Boss man said she couldn't have fell asleep because she was too hyper that morning. So I don't know what happened. She got her van either reached down to turn the radio or light her cigarette or put her makeup on, whatever it was. She accidentally hit the side rail. I-10 coming out of Jacksonville, Florida. Snatched the wheel through the median. Just so happened a diesel truck was coming on and she caught him right in the middle. Hit her so hard. It pulled her out of her seat. She called me at Jersey. He said, Brother Davis is wanting you to call him. My mama did, or somebody told me. I called Brother Davis. Brother Davis was in his office, and he was. I said, Preacher, what's wrong? He said, Greg, Becky's dead. She's supposed to be here. Pastor's daughter wasn't doing good, and she'd been reading about hell. She came out of her room screaming, Mama, no! She'd been reading a book she'd got on hell from somebody. She said, Mama, she's tormented! Her flesh is burning! She just went on, and she just went hysterical on the middle floor. My God, Mama Becky's in hell right now! It changed the pastor's daughter's life. I left Atlanta and drove to Florida. Walked in that funeral home and them youngins. First one I met, and when I walked in the door, was her brother, 15 years old. Her 17 jumped up. He jumped up, grabbed me. And he cried on my shoulder, and I cried and said, Mitchell, amen, the Lord's going to help you, son. He said, Brother Greg, you remember what you said? Do you remember what you said? Do you remember what you told us? He said, that's the first thing I thought of when Mama told me. And I went in that camp this year. That funeral that day, rainy, stormy on the outside. Amen. We was on the platform, and her song, that song I sang a while ago, He Never Left Me, that was her favorite song. That in the depths of my heart, and they sung it at her funeral. But I wept and cried on the platform and said, Oh God, amen, she can't sing that no more. Because Lord, you never left her. But she left you and never came back. She left you and never came back. We laid her in the ground. I'm riding down the road these days now, even today, even now. I mean, riding. Spirit of God followed me, and all of a sudden I come to myself, and something I say, Becky's in hell. So calm. But if I had a noon, I'd have done better. And tonight, you may think, well, preacher, I'm not feeling nothing strong pulling me. I'm going to tell you, you can feel every ounce of the Spirit. Saturday, or youth camp started on Monday, another friend of mine died, 20 years old, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, cancer. Took her life, she died. I walked in that camp on Monday night at her leaving the funeral home. Two people that were supposed to have been at camp weren't there. I couldn't preach. I couldn't preach at all. I cried and I said, God, I don't want to go to the pulpit right this minute. I can't preach tonight. All I could do is cry. Say, please don't go to hell. Dickie never made it. So we're here tonight. God's a tugging at your heart. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody look around but me and the pastor. He wants to look around me, him, and God. Pray with me, saints of God, Heavenly Father. Take my people at least. Help me not to fail you this time. Help me to reach somebody's soul. Touch that boy. Touch him, boy. Touch him, girl. Touch that man, that woman, God. They don't know how close they are. Oh. Mane Ramashi Kanaya Batashi Kataya Shay. Ida Badaya Kashida, Yatana Mashi Katana. She don't even know Kashi. Thou dost not know tomorrow, saith the Spirit. But I know tomorrow, and my spirit draws thee this night. I draw you this night. I draw you this night to turn your back on your sin and come to me. Turn. For the Spirit weeps for thee this night. For I know your future, saith the Spirit. Come to me with all your heart. Now we'll turn back the hand of the enemy this night, saith the Spirit of God. But come to me while my Spirit pulls thee. For yea, I say again to thee, thou doest not know tomorrow. But I do, saith the Spirit. I do. Hallelujah. Won't you come over tonight? Come on, right? Everybody's down around clothes. Come on, young man. Come on, young lady. Get out of that pew. Come home.
You can, you're not your pubic. Come on to this altar tonight. Come on, get up. Come on, get up tonight. Come on, saints, pray. Come on, young man, get up. Come on, young lady, get up. Come on tonight. You need to know Jesus is in your life. Come on to this altar right now. That's it, little man. Pray. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to count down from 10. I'll give this altar call. 10. Come on right now. Come on, young lady. Come on, young lady. You're playing with your heart. You're playing with eternity. You're playing with your destiny. 9. Come on to this altar. Get up. I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't wait. I'd get up and come on. 8. 7. Come on. Get up. Get up. 6. Hallelujah. Somebody make a move. That's it. That's it, little man. 7. 6. Come on, son. Come on. 5. Come on, get up, get up. They'll make room for you to come to this altar. Come on here tonight. Come on here tonight. You don't need to leave this building like you are. Come on to this altar. 5. 4. Come on. I wouldn't wait on somebody else. I'd jump up and run on to this altar. 5.
You can't be happy.
3.
Living on the borderline.
3.
If you only knew.
2. Oh, come on. Come on, get up, get up. Come on, get up. 2.
You would not wait.
1.
Or hesitate.
Say, preacher, you just worked up. You don't know. You don't know tonight. Come on. 1.
Tomorrow's
1. 0. Everybody who will come on, pray with me, everybody. If you're physically able, you ought to be on your way to this altar right now. Come on. Please don't die. Go to hell.
Your time comes to die.
You're just a wander away from God.
We know the Christ is coming.
Please, come on
tonight.
Come on tonight. Come on tonight.
You wish for a little
hallelujah.
More time.